Okay, you know, obviously not the way we wanted to finish this season. To come out, great atmosphere. I know they were amped up and really felt like we came in ready to go. Had our opportunities, but, you know, a lot of turnovers, you know, pressure on the quarterback, a very disruptive front. Give a lot of credit to Houston and their front. They caused issues. We said some of these guys have the ability to disrupt the game, and they did. And, you know, but I think it's a chance for us to go back. And here's a team that won our division and kind of as a measuring stick where we're at, what we need to do. And I think that, you know, that's what we will do.
Offense, defense combined, was this your poorest game of the year?
Well, I don't know all the stats. I know they had quite a few yards. I think there was times off their offense. You know, we got some third down stops. We had some opportunities. Like I said, we had a chance to go in there and keep it a one possession game. You know, defensively, I think the points, you know, they did a good job keeping the points down as much as we could to give us a shot. So that part I was pleased about. But, you know, overall, what do you say? You know, we fumbled the ball. We had, three fumbles. I think they got two of them and the four interceptions and a couple of red zone opportunities they had on offense. We didn't get stops.
Eight sacks allowed. How disappointing was that, the way they're happening?
Well, they're disruptive. And they did a nice job with some of their things up front. And, you know, they tried to get one-on-one matchups. Even when we tried to max protect or try to chip off the edge, they did some things that, you know, tried to force some one-on-ones, especially when we were down and we had to, you know, try to get some longer throws in. So, you know, give them credit.
Gus, do these last 2 weeks in any way convince you that maybe you have maybe a little bit longer way to go to get this franchise where you want it to be?
No, you know what? I think I'm not going to take away some of the things we did, like, say, for example, offensively. There's a lot of good things that took place. I think this, you know, against Houston, going up against them and seeing some of the things that they do, I think, you know, you'd see a revised game plan, you know, what we need to do now and how we need to attack it. And so, you know, those things can happen within a game. So, you know, just because of this game, I don't want to take away some of the things that we've done well. But we do have some work to do now. We do have some work to do.
How would you revise it?
Well, that's what I said. Let's take a look at the tape.
Okay. Is there anything that popped in mind that you didn't like what was called?
No, nothing call-wise. Just, you know, some of the situations, you know, will we look at, you know, some of the things brought up, maybe look at more max protection. But now you limit yourself to two-man and three-man routes when you do that. So I'm not saying that is the answer, but we've got to be able to protect.
Third down, you're a 1 of 11 at one point today after last week's struggles. Were you just putting yourself too far in too long situations, or would you?
Yeah, when you got longer distances, you know, now you get a chance for them to amp up their rush and put it with the points. You know, when you're down in the game and long distance, they can pin their ears back. So, you know, their rush is disruptive. I mean, they've got very good rushers. And that's what it can do. It can allow tight coverage, allow them to double team when they get a lead and do some things to try to take it away. So, you know.
Once again, completely slow start, 35 first quarter points all year. What?
Yeah, and we took the ball, you know. We took the ball to see if that would have any impact. You know, but I think it's just we just need to continually to get better. That's a good team that we face, a really good defensive team. So I think it gives us a measuring stick where we're at. We're a team that won our divisions at, and the work that needs to be done. And you know, that's how we'll approach it.
I know you said good rush, but did you expect Jokel and Sam Young to be in those battles a little bit more than they were at times?
I guess a rush. One-on-ones, you're talking about? Well, you know, I think, well, I'll be able to give you a better answer tomorrow once we look at the tape and go through it. So, you know, it's, like I said, if you're behind in a game and they can pin their ears back, I mean, it's one of the most talented rushers in the game and for many years, you know, and, you know, he can be disruptive.
What was your message to the guys in the locker room?
I told them that we'll talk more tomorrow, you know, just appreciate their efforts and appreciate what they bring every day and what they brought today, and it didn't work out, but we'll go more into the details tomorrow.
2 days after last season, you made a pretty big staff change with offensive coordinator. Do you have anything anticipated to happen next week?
You know, I think whatever we do or don't do, we'll decide that this week, you know, or look at it, and you know, but until we get a chance to visit and kind of look at the film, and then we'll come together as a staff.
What's been Denard's issue the last 3 weeks?
Well, some of it was, the exchange between the quarterback and that was last week. But, I think it's a valuable lesson for him. I think he's cleaned up a lot of it, but you can't have him on occasion. You can't have one, if you fumble on the 45-yard line, it leaves a short field, and those are tough situations. So, I think you just got to keep developing that mindset and take care of the ball and understand it's an aggressive defense that's going after it. That's why taking care of the ball is so important. So he's got to learn that. Learn that quick.
Guys, at times as you've seen this grow throughout the year, are you almost surprised to finish 1-5?
That's disappointing. We have a chance to go into the last, like you said, the last five games or six games and had some opportunities there. And we didn't finish like we wanted to, and the results didn't come out like we'd hoped to. But I think that we got to sit back after the season, look and say, now who are we? And where are we in this journey that we're on? And the truth. And what do we need to do? There's some things that we can do coaching-wise. There's things we can do scheme-wise. There's things we can do to get better personnel-wise. And, we know the truth. And I think when you play a game like this, it shows some of the truth. Now, obviously, there's things that if we played them again, there's things we'd correct, and it could be different. So I don't want to, be irrational and jump to that. But I think that you got to find the truth where we're at and be able to evaluate where we're at.
You said, where are we or who are we? What did you think you were at this point?
Well, I think that, special teams wise, I liked how we've developed. I think that we've really done a nice job. I think there's a part of the season where we struggle a little bit, but I like how we finished. And I think that when you have a lot of different personnel, and I thought the guys played pretty well, special teams-wise. Offensively, I like the progress we made. I think we wanted to be more of an explosive team. I think we made great progress in that area. And I'm not going to let one game define that when we see, a lot of really good things taking place. I love our quarterback, the receiving group, and a lot of the guys in the position as position group. So, I think that's heading on the right side. Defensively, I think that we've got some good players. I think that we can elevate some of the guys in the group through competition, and I think that we can even be tighter on scheme things, and looking at things, how can we do things to even tighten it up even more. So, but there's some inconsistency offensive or defensively, and, just like today, we had opportunities for an interception, and we missed it. Those things, I think as a team, we got to understand how important those things are.
Had Thompson not getting hurt, would he have continued to play a nickel?
Yes. We had a dime and a quarter group where he was in just for matchup reasons.
Yes, there were moments this year you guys said you were close or thought you were close and the games were close. These last couple of weeks now they've gotten away from you. Does that change your view on
it? No, not at all. I think that, every game is different. And you go into these situations, and what we do have to learn is the precision that I've mentioned for the last 5 weeks or 6 weeks. Matchups are important, that we've got to really take care of those things. So, no, I don't think that this game, we're a lot further behind. No, it was one game, and we had some turnovers, and they got some pressure on us. So we got to look at how we want to set up protections and be more efficient with them, but not to take away from a lot of the good things that took place. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.